disappointments are inevitable in life. But discouragement is a choice. You and I, to be sure, will face setbacks. You will encounter delays, obstacles, and events that appear to throw you off course. What is important is that you do not accept that as the end of your story, no, but continue serving God by faith.
Welcome to Your Place of Grace with Evangelist Anthony Sluzes. We're taking the message of salvation, Holy Spirit renewal, and healing through the finished work of Christ to the world by every available means. If you'd like more information about Your Place of Grace Ministries and our resources, visit yourplaceofgrace.com.
Hey there, everybody. This is Anthony Sluzes, and I welcome you back to Your Place of Grace podcast. I'm talking today about courage. We are living in a world, and specifically here in America, in a society with a government that's running amok and out of control. And there's a lot going on that's not good. And yet, we can still commune with and spend time with and live in the love and the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ. We can still do that. He himself said, "Be of good courage because I have overcome the world." Praise God. So let me ask you, where do you turn for courage? Where do you turn for courage? Where do you go to strengthen yourself for everything you must face? I recall, golly, there have been times in my life where feelings of inadequacy really troubled me. And I remember my dear mom, who's in heaven now, she was so good and so encouraging. She was my greatest cheerleader throughout life and even as I got involved in ministry. And there was a verse from Joshua that she gave me long ago that still blesses me to this very day. And it's Joshua 1, verse 9, which says, these are God's words, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not tremble or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." I've kept that verse in my mind and in my spirit, and I do it daily. That verse means the world to me. Again, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not tremble or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Praise God. And so, as I've said, that verse has been a tremendous inspiration and help to me over the years. And God's word is powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. And that verse has gotten me through a lot in my life. Here's my question to you, though. Do you have scripture passages that you hold on to that remind you of the source of courage who never fails you? I know my mom set me on the right path. She anchored me in God's truth, in his word. I faced lots of difficulties as a pastor and an evangelist, and yet through his word, Jesus has unfailingly and faithfully led me every step of the way. And therefore, I would say that the best thing you can do is to focus on how God empowers you through the Bible to live for him. Because when you sink scripture into your heart, into your spirit, man, it becomes a way of living. He leads you to the success that is truly worthwhile. That may not mean earthly renown or wealth or any of that. Rather, it is a victory that pierces much deeper into the heart and soul, one that has lasting and profound value in eternity. So what does Scripture instruct you to do so that you can courageously face whatever happens? How do you overcome fear, inadequacy, and discouragement? Three of our worst enemies, by the way. You must understand that first of all, your intimacy with God determines the impact of your life and ministry. It is the time you and I spend getting to know the Father better, interacting with Him through His Word and through prayer, and being just transparent before God. Those things strengthen us. When you spend time discovering who the Lord is, His attributes, character, and love for you, His child, you realize who is truly in control of all things, and nothing can stand against Him. But you can also recognize the importance of submitting to His commands and His perfect timing. Secondly, God acts on behalf of those who wait for Him. What does that mean? Well, do you respect the Lord enough to wait on His timing? Do you? I think of how God directed the people of Israel to take a strange course of action by marching around the enemy city of Jericho for 7 days rather than follow a typical battle offensive. Because the Israelites waited on God, He gave them a stunning and memorable victory. Read about that in Joshua 6. It's awesome. And the same is true for you, dear one. Always wait on God. Thirdly, you must fight your battles on your knees. Whenever a problem or hardship arises in your life, your first impulse may be to check your arsenal and come up with a battle plan. Think this through. A plan of action. Resist that and make prayer your first response. Prayer comes first. Ultimately, God is your commander-in-chief, and He knows the best strategy for your success and for your victory. Oh, yes, there will be times when you're mistreated, circumstances are confusing, and the Lord's directions don't seem to make sense. However, Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6 promises this: trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight. God will lead you to victory in the very best manner. Fourth, you reap what you sow, as Jesus teaches, as the entire Bible teaches. You reap what you sow. You reap more than you sow, and later than you sow. The amount of effort you invest in your intimate relationship with God is always revealed when new challenges appear. The more devotion and faith you have sown over time, then the greater your courage in the day of battle. Fifth, adversity is God's bridge to a deeper relationship with Him. Think about that. The challenges and troubles you experience reveal your fears and the ways you rely on yourself rather than Jesus. Through adversity, He reminds you that He is the one who fights for you and provides. And because He is all-powerful, unfathomably wise, and unconditionally loving, you can put your full faith and trust in Jesus and have unfailing confidence for whatever you may be facing. And number six, this is our last point. Disappointments are inevitable in life, but discouragement is a choice. You and I, to be sure, will face setbacks. You will encounter delays, obstacles, and events that appear to throw you off course. What is important is that you do not accept that as the end of your story, no, but continue serving God by faith. Your courage, dear one, grows out of a relationship that you have with God through Jesus Christ. Therefore, cultivate intimacy with God by embracing Him as He has revealed Himself in Scripture. As a way of preparing yourself to be fearless for whatever may come, you need to evaluate your walk with Him by asking these following questions. Does my lack of courage reveal that I do not know God as intimately as I should? The next question you should ask yourself is this: what is my first response when challenges arise? I mean, do I immediately turn to people, my own resources, or other earthly sources to form a combat strategy? Or do I fight my battles on my knees and wait on God? That's an important question. Another question is this: what am I sowing into my life and into the lives of my loved ones? I mean, am I clinging to God's word, focusing on the Lord? Am I trusting Him with every trial? Am I keeping an attitude of confidence in Him? And then finally, ask yourself this: what does the adversity I'm facing reveal about me? What am I relying on that is failing? What scripture could I claim as my anchor to my faith in Jesus? Praise God. Father, I pray today for my friends that are listening, that You would fill each and every person listening within the sound of my voice. Fill them all with Your Holy Spirit. Lead them and guide them in the way they should go. Help them to realize, Lord, and to discern Your Spirit in times, not only the times of mountaintop victories and great thrilling victories and happiness and joy, but also, Lord, help them to recognize and to discern the presence of Your Spirit even in the deepest of valleys. So whatever my friends are going through today, Father, I pray that You would minister to them and pour out Your Holy Spirit into their hearts. Lead them by Your voice, Your still small voice, and lead them by Your word. For Your word is powerful in our lives and sharper than any two-edged sword. Help us to use the word skillfully, Lord. Help us to realize that the word works when we work the word. And Father, be glorified in all of our lives today, we pray. Our victory is in the cross and in Jesus our Lord. And we give You all the thanks and praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you for listening. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day or evening to listen to Your Place of Grace. Pastors, I want to ask you specifically if you would please prayerfully give some consideration to have me come and speak at your church or at your event or retreat, whatever it is. I've been ministering for the last 11 years from Oregon to Florida and many points in between, and we've seen the Holy Spirit move in marvelous and powerful ways. Many people have gotten saved, given their lives to Jesus. Others have been actually healed in body. And we've also seen deliverance of different types from alcohol, from drug abuse. That's where I was stuck. That's part of my testimony, until Jesus gloriously saved me. We've seen others baptized in the Holy Spirit as well in our services. So pastors, please do go to our website, yourplaceofgrace.com, and check it out. Check out our messages, our resources, and check out the pastor's testimonials page and see what other pastors have said about our ministry. You won't be disappointed if you invite us to come and to minister in your church or at your event. Thank you so much for listening. And until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you and always have a smiling countenance toward you. And may He give you peace, protection, prosperity, joy unspeakable and full of glory. May He give you laughter and unconditional love within your marriage, your family, your home. And may He grant you great favor everywhere you step foot, all the days of your long, long life. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen and amen.
Thank you so much for listening to Your Place of Grace with Anthony Sluzes. We trust the podcast was a blessing to you. If you'd like more information about our ministry, resources, testimonials, and to schedule Anthony to speak at your event, go to yourplaceofgrace.com.